Today, on this episode of the PureDirect Special Spotlight.
Either way, I think it's extraordinarily welcome news that we now have targeted, you know, low side effect profile, fairly specific tyrosine kinase inhibitors and antibody drug conjugates for this patient population.
Today, Drs. Herzberg and Yu join the podcast to discuss HER2 positive lung cancer breakthroughs, sequencing therapies, and next gen innovations in this PureDirect Special Spotlight. All opinions expressed are those of the presenters and do not necessarily reflect the views of this educational initiative's supporters.
Welcome back to the next part of our discussion on WCLC and ESMO 2025.
I'm Benjamin Herzberg, and I'm a medical oncologist specializing in thoracic malignancies at Columbia University Irving Medical Center in New York.
And I'm Helena Yu. I'm a thoracic medical oncologist, associate attending in the thoracic oncology at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, as well as an associate professor of medicine at Weill Cornell Medical Center.
So another important question with the FDA approval of this drug and knowing, as you mentioned, we already have trastuzumab deruxtecan available, an important question for our patients in the standard of care world will be, well, what's the order in which we're going to be using these therapies? And what are the chances that you'll respond to one after you potentially stop responding to the other? So did we see any data about responses perhaps after antibody drug conjugates like trastuzumab deruxtecan?
We did. And I think because the mechanism of action is slightly different, we do think that there probably isn't complete overlapping resistance. And so this is going to be a central question moving forward is, how should we sequence these drugs? Which one should we give first? Because trastuzumab deruxtecan is approved and available for use commercially, the BMEON Lung01 study did enroll a cohort of patients that had received prior treatment, and most of them had received prior trastuzumab deruxtecan. And in that patient population, the overall response rate was 42%, so slightly lower than patients that were entirely TKI or HER2 targeting therapy naive, but really did show significant activity after trastuzumab deruxtecan.
And maybe let's also take, now that we're talking about T-DXd in terms of its toxicity, how did it compare in terms of the chemo IO pretreated patients, so zongertinib versus trastuzumab deruxtecan, when thinking about first, you know, what I would call first post chemo IO treatment decisions?
Yeah, that's a great point because both of these agents are now approved post prior treatment, specifically chemotherapy with or without immunotherapy, but we have no head to head studies comparing the two against each other. So again, T-DXd was our prior targeted therapy option from the DESTINY-Lung01 study. And then looking at pretreated patients, the overall response rate with T-DXd was similar, about 55%, with a duration of response of 9.3 months. I think the bigger issue is going to be these ongoing first-line studies, Ben. So as we both know, there is the BMEON Lung2 study, which is looking at zongertinib versus standard of care, which is chemotherapy with or without immunotherapy, and then DESTINY-Lung04, which I believe is near done with accrual, which is T-DXd versus chemotherapy with or without pembrolizumab. So what are your thoughts about these first-line studies and how they might affect how we use these drugs and sequence them in the future?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look at what we know historically about response rates to chemotherapy plus or minus immunotherapy for this population, what we know about similar populations, which have very strong oncogene drivers, my guess is that both of these therapies are probably going to be superior to our current standard of care in the first line. We'll find out with the studies. Then the question is really going to be, as we were talking about even in the second line, how do we sequence them? How do we do different things in the first line to maximize the time that these therapies are working? But either way, I think it's extraordinarily welcome news that we now have targeted, you know, low side effect profile, fairly specific tyrosine kinase inhibitors and antibody drug conjugates for this patient population.
It will be probably helpful for us to really start to understand mechanisms of resistance to these two drugs, because I think that will give us clues as to how we can sequence and which patients will be kind of most successfully treated with sequencing versus, a treatment with a different mechanism of action. at World Lung, World Conference on Lung Cancer, there were also a few other HER2-related studies that were discussed. One of them is the DESTINY-Lung05 study, which looked at trastuzumab deruxtecan. It was a study that was largely done in China or done in China, looking or enrolling patients with previously treated HER2-mutant non-small cell lung cancer, and again, just demonstrated the efficacy of T-DXd that we know already. 72 patients were treated, and they had a response rate of 57%, a duration of response at 11.6 months, and a PFS median of 9.9 months. And so I think just nice to see studies that assess a drug in different patient populations, different ethnicities, continue to show consistent results. The other thing that, you know, we mentioned up front, how there is HER2-mutant lung cancer, but also HER2-overexpressing lung cancer or HER2-amplified lung cancers. So there are, of course, ongoing studies in those different spaces as well. As I think our listeners and know, there is an indication for T-DXd for HER2-overexpressing solid tumors, really, pan-tumor approval. And so one of the studies that we're doing in lung cancer is looking at T-DXd actually with pembrolizumab as a first-line therapy for patients with HER2-overexpressing PD-L1 less than 50% non-small cell lung cancer. So trying to see whether for HER2-overexpression positive lung cancers, we're going to be able to, you know, go beyond or get better efficacy outcomes compared to our standard of care, which is carboplatin, pemetrexed, pembrolizumab. So that study, I think, recently started and is ongoing.
And I think this is, you know, this overexpressed population, right, is a population where we think, unlike the mutated population, probably won't have as much benefit from the tyrosine kinase inhibitors. And so it's really important to use the ADCs to ask some of those questions as well. We also saw a couple of new drugs entering this space, I think mostly antibody-drug conjugates. So antibody-drug conjugates with different binding profiles onto HER2, so a biparatopic antibody. And there were a couple of sort of early results along these lines at World Conference of Lung Cancer, right?
So there were a few different novel HER2-directed therapies that were looked at World Conference of Lung Cancer or presented there. One such one was TQB-2102, which is a biparatopic HER2-targeted ADC that was looked at in HER2-aberrant non-small cell lung cancer, but also other HER2-driven solid tumors. So they presented some of their initial data from the phase 2 study that looked at this drug in metastatic breast cancer, gastric cancer, as well as lung cancer, and did show an overall response rate of 31% in all comers or all tumors. And then when focused on HER2-positive lung cancer, the overall response rate was 63%. So really, in that early data, in line with some of the other further along novel therapeutics that we have. There also were some new or novel small molecule HER2-targeted therapies as well, one such being IAM-1363, which was another potent, selective, irreversible pan-HER2 mutant small molecule inhibitor. And again, this was looking at, or the development plan is focused on HER2-driven cancer. And we mainly saw preclinical data for this compound, but just to say that there are a lot of novel therapies that are following T-DXd and zongertinib in this space.
Please join us for the next part of our discussion on the World Conference of Lung Cancer and ESMO 2025.
And that's today's Specialist Spotlight. Thank you for joining us for this episode of PeerDirect Medical News Podcast. For more stories like these, visit us at PeerDirect.com. Thoughts, comments, or suggestions? Please leave us a review in your preferred listening platform or email us at editorial@PeerDirect.com. Listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also download our Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing Medical News Roundup and just ask, "What's my flash briefing?" Thanks today to our guests, Drs. Herzberg and Yu. Join me next time for an episode where we cover the latest stories in the world of medicine.